Tēnei, it is time for the business news now. Ko taku hoa I nāianei, ko Nona Peltier, who joins me in the studio. Nona, a bit of a sad piece of news. Veteran share broker, investment analyst, fund manager and business writer, a whole lot of things. Brian Gaynor has died after a short illness. Can you tell us a bit about what people are saying?
Well, NZX, they have a ticker, I guess it's a window or a streaming video display, and it calls Brian Gaynor the titan of New Zealand's capital markets. That pretty much sums up what a lot of people are thinking today. Brian Gaynor, he was 73, but well known over a number of decades as a commentator, a battler for the small retail shareholders. Certainly he was remembered by the Shareholders Association. On two occasions, he was awarded the Beacon Award for his outstanding, I guess, as a champion for the retail, the small investor. He wasn't afraid to take on the big companies. He himself was the founder of Milford Asset Management, one of the larger fund managers. Co-founded that company in 2003, stepped away from his role there in 2019. In fact, we spoke with him last time in 2018, and then he went on to become a shareholder, quite a significant shareholder, in Business Desk, which runs is another media outlet, yep, until it was sold to NZME just last year. So, he had a long career. There was, when they did the review of the capital markets in New Zealand, he featured quite a number of times. And, yes, it's great sadness. I'm sure people will remember the number of columns that he was producing. He never retired, really. And, so he died after a very short illness.
And Nona, services sector, you've got some news there. Activity is struggling to expand.
It's not looking great for the services sector. There was a great hope early on in the beginning of the new year with some momentum in the services sector, that there was going to be a rebound in restaurants and bars, hospitality and tourism. It just hasn't happened yet. And with so many pressures on...
Do you think people are still nervous?
It's not just that they're nervous. They just can't afford things. Price inflation is affecting not just businesses, but, chasing after labor shortages and material shortages and supply chain yet? Okay.
Yeah.
And there's the supply chain issues. So, no, the rest of the year, the economic year, is not looking very positive based on this latest data, but it remains to be seen how things shape up. At the moment, though, it's not the best outlook, no.
Shall we take a twirl around the markets?
Yes,
then?
Well... And not surprising, the New Zealand dollar is just really where it was at the end of last week at 62.4 U.S. cents. And that's not surprising because the U.S. dollar is at a 20-year high. So, it's all about that. 90.6 Australian, 51 pence. Some Chinese data did tend to stop the rally on from where we saw at the end of last week. The Wall Street ended quite positively. That hasn't flowed through into our markets, and that's mostly because China's economic data is not great. I think their retail sales down 11% for the year, so not great at all. And so we're down just 11 points to 11,158. But with that Chinese data being absorbed, we'll see what happens overnight. Doesn't look positive.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business News there. Medals before mental health is one of the failings highlighted in a report critical of